Welcome to the Vending Technology Watch podcast. We're talking with David Sowers, Director of Commercial Leadership at Coca-Cola Bottling United in Birmingham, Alabama. The company has introduced telemetry to 9,000 machines. David, what has been the impact of telemetry on service frequency? Is it having any impact on how frequently the machines are being serviced?
Absolutely. We're servicing them less often. We'll run a space-to-sales report, and what we want to see is any machine where we can adjust the inventory in the machine that'll take out at least 5 deliveries a year. But a lot of them that we're doing, we're seeing 12 to 15 deliveries a year that we can eliminate. I mean, that's a lot of stops, and it's a lot of savings there, too. So it's really a crawl, walk, run scenario. We installed the telemetry. We worked on the efficiencies on the routes based on what we had. Then we started working on the technical issues in the machines, which were numerous. And now as we're working on space to sales, we're back into the efficiency side, and we're going to get really good now about, how we deliver, when we deliver, and those key business indicators that we look at from a delivery efficiency standpoint.
Okay. Now, one of the concerns that some vending operators raise when you tell them that you'll reduce the number of deliveries, one concern some operators will raise is, could that have a negative impact on customer relations? What do you say to that?
No, as a matter of fact, we weren't as good as we thought we were. We thought we were servicing the machine frequently enough, and the customer would call us when there was issues, and that wasn't happening. As we got into telemetry, we found out there were a lot of technical issues that the customer never called us about, and we found a lot of out-of-stocks in our machines. We were really surprised, especially in Baton Rouge, of the number of out-of-stocks that we found. So you're servicing the account less, but you're actually servicing the customer better. So we haven't found that it impacts customer service at all.
Okay.
Negatively, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned you saw some things that you didn't expect to see. What were some of the more surprising things you found?
I would say that the out-of-stocks was huge. The column jams that we found, we were able to identify that there was an issue with, and I know most of the operators know this, that we had an issue with Dasani soft bottles or water bottles. But we were able to identify how big an issue it was. We brought it to the Coca-Cola company, and we had all the production lines for Dasani across North America adjusted. We put a nitrogen drip in the bottle to firm it up, and we realized that we weren't putting enough in there, so we were able to actually fix an issue across the country based on what we found in a couple of our markets.
Okay, I think that will do it for today. Next time, we'll look at just how many of the machines are brought online with telemetry and what determines not to bring a machine online and continue to service the machine using handhelds.